In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
All right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Conservation Coffee Break. I am excited to be here with Lindsay Thomas of the Quality Deer Management Association, QDMA. Y'all may have heard of it. Lindsay, thank you so much for hopping on the line with me today.
Hey, Sam, thanks for having me. We really appreciate it.
So why don't you just give me a quick overview of what is QDMA and, who are you? What do you do with them?
Okay. QDMA is a nonprofit whitetail deer conservation organization. Whitetails are our focus. We've been around since 1988, and our mission is to ensure the future of whitetail deer, wildlife habitat, and our hunting heritage. That's it in a nutshell. I'm the director of communications here. I've been here about 16 years, and I'm in charge of our membership magazine called Quality Whitetails and other communications like our website, social media, email, etc. But we've got a pretty large team here that works on a number of different things and aspects of what we do to support our mission. In a nutshell, we're a whitetail conservation group.
So what are some of the, I guess, more urgent or top line issues facing whitetail in North America today?
Well, there's a lot, and I know you could probably name some of them. You know, when you look at QDMA's history and why we were founded, in 1988, the basis was scientists looking at how deer hunters were managing deer populations around the country and realizing there were some problems. We still have problems, we have problems today, but they're different ones. And in that time, the problem was mismanagement of deer populations. We had restored deer to much of their former range, whitetails, but we had not learned yet that we really needed to take a responsibility for population management. We didn't just need all the deer we could possibly have. We needed the right number of deer out there on the habitat. So hunters needed to start learning about when doe harvest is necessary and how many to take. At the same time, nationally, we kind of needed to begin backing off pressure on young bucks. Throughout our history, the kind of goal of most hunters was shoot the first legal deer that comes by, and that, the first legal buck, which was usually a yearling buck. So pressure was extremely high on very young deer. So that was sort of the first lesson for our organization, was teaching hunters how to take a responsibility for managing deer populations wisely, to be in balance with their habitat, to maintain the health of the herd, and to be socially balanced from a population standpoint, all the different ages of deer out there that should be out there in a natural population. And sexually balanced doe to buck, your doe to buck ratio. So that was the first mission, was teaching hunters how to do that. And we've come a long way. There's a lot of indicators we can look at that shows how modern whitetail deer hunters have really changed the way they approach hunting and deer population management over the last 20 to 30 years in the life of this organization. But more recently, obviously, there's some darker issues that have come up, whether that is the hunter recruitment aspect of things, the way we're seeing hunter numbers drop off, particularly among older age segments of hunters, and the need to begin recruiting new hunters. That's a big one. Advocacy issues have come to be at the forefront for us, meaning essentially policy matters at the government, state, federal level, provincial level in Canada, issues coming up with legislation and policy management that affect deer hunters and whitetails that we are becoming more engaged in. Chronic waste disease, unfortunately, is another big one that we're spending a lot of time on as well. Educating hunters about this disease, educating the public about it, and trying to teach hunters how they can become involved in the fight against this disease and helping stop the spread of it. So those are some of the big issues we're working on today, and the work goes on.
So when you say you're working with hunters, you're working to educate hunters, how does QDMA generally go about that?
The education aspect has always been a cornerstone of what we do here, and it continues to be a big one for us. And we do that in every way possible. To our members, we have a regular magazine that goes out that we produce that contains educational information constantly about deer population management, habitat management, but also the hunting heritage side of things, how our members can get engaged on hunter recruitment and chronic wasting disease and other issues to help preserve whitetails for the future and deer hunting for the future. But we educate hunters every way we possibly can through our website, through email, through social media, and we through video. We've even gotten more and more requests from hunters to sort of take them to advanced levels of knowledge on all these issues. And so we have short courses and in-person weekend-long courses called the Deer Steward Program, where we bring folks in, pair them up with the experts for the weekend, and learn even more about deer. And we've gone the other way as well with new programs to reach out to non-hunters who would be interested in learning to hunt, whether that is to procure their own food or for whatever other reason, reaching out to adults who'd like to learn how to hunt and how to bring them on board and take them hunting, teach them what they need to know to become a successful hunter, get over those hurdles and obstacles that we all know stand between folks who don't know anything about deer hunting and those who do. So it's every tool in the bag that we can possibly use for education. We use it.
Now, I feel like, especially with whitetails and just kind of the nature of where their habitat is, a majority of their habitat is, I feel like you probably spend a lot of time compared to maybe some of the other animal focused organizations working with private landowners on managing, I guess, for lack of a better term, their own herds of deer, the deer that tend to spend more time on their property. Whereas I know organizations like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or some, yes, they work with private landowners and things like that. But I would say a good majority of their work involves more public land. Would you say you have a very high percentage that you work with like private landowners on managing that for the sake of the herd at large?
Yeah, that's true. And that's just the nature of the whitetail. Mm-hmm. If we look at a map of the United States, 90 something percent or more, I think it's like 97% of the whitetail population lives in the eastern half of the U.S., east of the Mississippi River. And in that area, 80% of the deer hunting takes place on private land. That's just the nature of the geography in the eastern United States. Most of the land is private. And so most of the deer live on private land. And if you're going to hunt them, that's where it's going to take place. So critical to the management and hunting of whitetail deer, you know, most of it happens on private land. But whereas out west, of course, that's all flipped. Most wildlife lives on public land because of the vast availability of public land in the west. So, yeah, much of our work is with folks who hunt deer on private land. But that does not mean, you know, we don't operate on public land. We do as mm-hmm. well. We partner with many state wildlife agencies to assist where we can with improving public lands and public land access, increasing access. You know, one of our beliefs is that increasing the amount of acreage of public land doesn't necessarily increase access. There's a lot of public land out there that we own that is undermanaged or not well managed for wildlife. And so therefore, the average acre is not producing the amount of recreation and opportunity it could, the amount of access it could if it was well managed. So more than just gaining more acreage, there's the question of, can we work with state wildlife agencies, help them find money, help them find the manpower that they are often limited by to increase the management opportunities and activities on public land and increase the quality of recreation access there as well. So, yeah, our work doesn't stop at the private property line. We work anywhere there are whitetails.
Absolutely. Two-part question here. One, where can folks find QDMA online? And what is the best way if somebody wanted to get involved?
Well, QDMA.com is our website, easy to find. A great way to get to know us and start out is to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Comes out every week. You can go to qdma.com/newsletter and sign up for that. It's free. Or follow us on any of our social media channels. We're on all of them, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Most our handles are @theQDMA. So look us up, follow us there, learn more about us, and then consider joining. Again, we're a nonprofit. We rely on our membership donations and membership dollars to fund what we do. We're a 4-star charity. If you're familiar with Charity Navigator, they're an independent operator that evaluates charities and nonprofits around the nation, including wildlife conservation groups, and looks at expenditures, financial management, and how much of your dollar goes back into your mission. And we are a 4-star charity. That's the highest rating you get. I've been that way for a number of years, so you can look us up there. Basically, that rating just tells folks who are thinking about becoming a member that we're going to do what we say we're going to do with your membership dollar to ensure the future of whitetails. Consider joining. Once you take a look at what we do, what we teach, the information we provide, we try to be there for all deer hunters and have information that we feel is interesting. We spend a lot of time connecting the scientific community, the research community, with everyday deer hunters, letting them know, in terms that they can understand the biology of the animal, the life cycle of the animal, the management of the animal, its habitat, how to conserve it, how to enjoy hunting it better. So that's one of the services we provide that I think almost any deer hunter will find useful as soon as they visit our website. So qdma.com, check us out.
All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on with me today. I really appreciate it. Y'all make sure you head on over to thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can either scroll down and look for that QDMA logo or search for it at the top of the page. You can check out links to all of their social properties and the website there and learn more.